Phil Hendry.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And truth is our bitch in this show. Don't forget, we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And you can get a backstage pass over there and watch our nightly video cast and listen to each and every podcast and go in and delve into and enjoy and dig through almost 5,000 hours. 5,000 hours of archived audio, full radio shows going back over 12, 13 years. And it's all there for you with a backstage pass. We also have our daily podcast, which we do produce from those archives. And our most recent podcast is one called Olive Garden Cowboy with Steve Bozell. It's a fan favorite, so check that out. I know we have Bobby Dooley here in just a moment. Ms. Dooley is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We're going to talk a little bit about Facebook because Mark Zuckerberg today unveiled a new search feature that's designed to entice people to spend more time on his company's website and will put the world's largest online social network more squarely in competition with Google and other rivals such as Yelp and LinkedIn. And LinkedIn's interesting. I get a lot of these emails. I get a lot of notices. You know, you are, so and such would like you to. I'm not, for those of you who have sent me invites on LinkedIn, I'm not on LinkedIn. I understand that I should be, and I apologize. It's not that I'm ignoring you. I'm just, if I am, I'm not aware of it. Maybe I joined and then forgot, but I'll try to get more up to speed on that. Zuckerberg stressed that graph search is different from an all-purpose search engine. It's a whole thing that Facebook is doing. And by the way, just for your information, Facebook closed today at $30.10 a share. The stock gained about $1.68, up about 2.7%, but it is still well below the initial public offering price, you'll recall, last May of $38 a share. And apparently investors were, no, it went down 2.7%, I'm sorry. Google stock gained $1.68. That's what I'm saying. Google is at $724 a share for Google. That's up in what used to be IBM territory back in the days of the blue chip stocks. Bobby Dooley joining us from Western Estates, California, a homeowners association president, and someone who, along with the other members of your board there, Ms. Dooley, you guys use Facebook, don't you?
Well, we do, Phil. We use Facebook as a way of seeing who our people in our community are. You're able to keep track of people, and you can see whether they're new residents, whether they're members of the Homeowners Association recently, or they've been there for a long time. Facebook is a wonderful, utility and asset to have to get to know your neighbors and to understand their interests and so forth.
Do you, and I wanted to ask you, other members of the board use Facebook to look at the profiles of members of the community? So the first thing that comes to my mind is, are you using Facebook as a way of, I don't know, what's the word, qualifying people?
Well, you know, people are going to buy a home in your community, and unless they are not able to, you know, and this is between them and the bank and the real estate company, unless they're able to, not able to afford the home, people are going to qualify as residents here at Western Estates. What we try to do is, when we are aware of people moving in, we will go to Facebook and take a look at their profile and take a look at their interests. Not everyone, obviously, you know, if you're not a friend of someone, you're not able to see what it is that they're interested in. And that presents a challenge for us. But by and large, we are able to at least, my husband Steve, Steve just said that you can, even if you're not a friend of someone, you can see basic information, what they look like.
Well, sometimes. It depends on what they make public.
Exactly, exactly. So we can glean some things, not a lot of things, from people's Facebook profile.
Bobby Dooley with us. Her husband, Steve Dooley, is also a member of the board, correct?
Yes, my husband Steve is our treasurer and our vice president.
And at the Western Estates Homeowners Association. So you have nothing to do with qualifying people. Obviously, as you said, that's the bank and that is the real estate company. You are there as a Homeowners Association president to field the questions, complaints, the concerns about homeowners, and so forth. So why do you need Facebook?
We need Facebook, Phil, or any social media site to get to know people, to see what they're about, to see their interests, to see if there's any red flags.
There's a lot of red flags, Mr. Henry, when you look at a Facebook profile.
What would be a red flag?
A red flag, and I think it's important for people to understand, that a red flag is not something that we're looking for. But you may see someone who has recently moved into your community, into Western Estates, and you see that they have artwork, for instance, that may be concerning, or they may have a way of expressing themselves that would concern you.
Such as?
I'm sorry, Phil, I didn't hear you.
Such as? What do you mean, a way of expressing themselves?
Some people, I think you've probably seen, and a lot of people would know this, I think. Are you on Facebook, Phil?
Yeah, I have a fan page and I got a friends page, yeah.
Okay, so you notice that there are some people who are constantly on Facebook. We think that that might be a red flag, maybe not, we don't know. They're always posting pictures of things that may be troubling, artwork of a certain nature, fantastic kinds of artwork, political. A lot of the people that we do want to speak with, at least, are people that post a lot of political points of view. There are a lot of people on Facebook that have ultra, and I've got no problem with right-wing politics, but they have very ultra-right-wing political points of view.
All right, we're talking with Bobby Dooley here. Our number, 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, and we're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley here about their Homeowners Association and their use of Facebook. Are there any other social media sites?
Well, yeah, you can use Twitter, but or some of the other ones, but we find Facebook to be the most, it reveals the most. You know.
Yeah, on Facebook, Mr. Henry, people put up pictures. They got a picture of different things. They got put up pictures and politics.
Yeah, the political point of view, the pictures, the constantly.
So in other words, and again, I want to get to this. People who are on Facebook and post things that are troubling or that are red flags are what?
Are you saying who are the people? Or?
No. What would be red flag things that people post on Facebook?
I think when you are posting a lot of pictures of, for instance, people that you don't know, strangers, things out of the newspaper, people that don't post profile pictures of themselves. I think one of the biggest red flags for us is that if you have a profile picture of something other than yourself, a lot of people have pictures of their dogs or their cats, and we certainly understand that people love their pets. But when you are using that as your profile picture constantly, and I'll give you an example, Steve, with the Sheridans, right?
Yeah, Sheridan.
I had to call Terry Sheridan, Teresa Sheridan, and I said, you are constantly posting a picture on your Facebook profile of your dog. And she asked me why I was asking, and I told her, I said, Terry, you don't post pictures of yourself. I understand that you may have an issue with the way you look.
Well, what was there something wrong with the way she looked?
There was nothing wrong with the way what was wrong was that she was, she had a weight problem. People have weight problems. It's not flattering to have a picture of yourself when you're overweight, but I said I didn't have any choice. I had to ask her to get a picture of herself on the website.
Why was it necessary for this woman to post a picture of herself if she was uncomfortable? No, but what I was saying is, if she's uncomfortable posting a picture of herself because she has a weight problem, why did you have to insist on? Because it sounds to me like you were insisting.
We had to.
Yeah, you had to insist on it because it does not reflect well.
Why doesn't it reflect well in the community?
It's not. It looks a little odd, and it looks a little strange to constantly have pictures of your dog or your cat, or pictures of the sunset, or especially misleading pictures. We really have a problem with that. If you are overweight, as Terry is, and you post pictures of, for instance, a fairy princess or something like this, you're giving people the impression that you look like...
No, you look like that.
Okay, and even if she does that, so what?
It reflects poorly on our roster of homeowners and individuals that we like to think are not... What's the word? I don't want to use the word shut-in, but we like to think are not so abnormal that they don't want to put pictures of themselves up. They want to pretend they're someone else. We're troubled by that.
All right, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley with us here as we talk about using Facebook. Their Homeowners Association uses Facebook to take a look at homeowners, to take a look at their interests, to take a look at the things that they say or do, and also prospective homeowners. And sometimes you're troubled by a lot of these things. Some of it has to do with the fact they don't use a picture of themselves for their profile picture. They use, you said, a fairy princess or...
Yeah, you know, it can be...
Not just that, but if they are overweight, Mr. Henry, they're fat, and they're fat and they're ugly, and they use a picture of a movie star like they're good-looking.
We do take exception to anyone that is not pleasant-looking or at least is rather plain-looking. And they use a picture of an individual that is handsome or is beautiful, that's terribly misleading and can lead to confrontations with strangers. We don't need that in our homeowners association.
All right. Mr. and Mrs. Dooley here from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And so they're policing it sounds to me like they're policing the homeowners in their neighborhood by way of Facebook. If they're using a fake picture, a picture of themselves that is not them, if they post too many political points of view, if they're using Facebook to post a lot of pictures of news stories, all of this in their minds constitutes red flag behavior on Facebook. 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us here as we talk with them about the Facebook and using Facebook as a homeowners association qualifying tool. Wow, that was, is that the Bradley Gym? Okay. Bobby, you guys...
Phil, if I could just jump in.
Go ahead.
We don't qualify. We don't qualify people.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I mean, I guess.
Well, what we do is we review people once they become residents at Western Estates, and based upon what we see on their Facebook profiles, we will then either email them or pay them a visit, point out things that we may have a concern with.
Yeah, the thing, but Mr. Henry, you were just talking about Robert Benjamin in here.
Off the air, I was, yeah. Let me just tell everybody. I was talking to Dan about Robert Mitchum in the movie Cape Fear, the very menacing character that he played.
Yeah, he said, hey, Buster, I need another blast.
Yeah, that line, he says, hey, Buster, looks like my cousin left me enough money for another blast.
Well, Steve's bringing up a man in our neighborhood that moved in, Raleigh Kramer. The man was from the Southeast. That's a moment of concern. It does not mean that we are not friends with them. It does not mean...
What is a moment of concern?
When we saw that he came from the Southeast, it was not...
Why is that a concerning thing?
Oh, we have finished.
If you'd allow me to finish, Phil.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I don't want anyone to get the idea that we don't appreciate all of our neighbors, no matter where they're from. When we saw that he came from the Southeast, we simply pinned that individual.
When you say you pinned them, you put a pin next to their name, or...
Exactly. Well, figuratively, it may be anything, a marker, so we'll bookmark. In that case, we bookmark the page. That they come from the South, that's concerning. But this man also had a tendency to dress in that very threatening way. Robert Mitchum, if you ever saw Cape Fear, wore a sort of a straw hat, Steve.
Well, he had a straw hat. He had a white jacket. White. Everything was in white, with a white shirt and a white straw hat.
Okay.
We found that troubling because he was affecting the clothing of a menacing psychopathic killer from this movie, and it was very funny because I can't imagine. So I went down and I confronted him.
Now, this is a man, just so I know, he's also from the South. I think the character in Cape Fear is from the South. We're talking about a man that lives at the Dooley's Homeowners Association, the gated community there, Western Estates. This is a man that lives there, that is from the South, and was dressed like a character, Max Cady.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the name of the character in the film.
Yeah, Max Cady, and he was dressing like this very menacing guy. So therefore, you went down to confront him?
As he was walking by, it wasn't so much a confrontation because I have no problem going over and visiting people in their home. But he was walking by, so I said to Steve, there's the gentleman now. I'm going to go down and talk to him. And I said, Raleigh, how are you? I'm Bobby Dooley. I don't know if we've met. And he said, I'm very fine. How are you? I said, it's a beautiful day. And I made some small talk, and I finally said to him, are you a fan of the movie Cape Fear? He said, no. I said, do you know the character Max Cady? He said, no, I don't.
Yes, he was making small talk. My wife said, you recommend it, you know. And at that time, I came down because I wanted to listen a little closer. And
Why did you come down?
Well, I saw he began to engage my wife, and I wanted to make sure that she was all right.
See, the thing that I'm noticing here is that there's no real reason that I can see to be upset.
Absolutely.
Or to feel that your wife is threatened, or to feel threatened at all.
Well, no, you're right, Phil. I wasn't. Steve came down just as a precaution. That's all.
Yeah, but he's coming down as a precaution because a guy is dressed like a killer in a movie.
He's dressed. He's from the South. And he's dressed as this killer from the film as well as that. And now he is prevaricating a little bit.
Well, why do you say that he was prevaricating? He said he did not see the movie.
He claimed he hadn't seen the movie, yet he's dressed just like the guy. He claimed that he never done on a Cape Fear.
He made these claims, and I'm looking him straight in the eye, and I said, Raleigh, I'll ask you again, have you ever seen Cape Fear? And he said, no, I haven't. Even though he's dressed exactly like this character, Max Cady. And I said to him, and I said it with a smile, I said, I will ask you a third time. And this is when he got a look in his eyes, and you knew, Steve, remember?
Well, it was a very ominous look, and I was frightened for my wife's safety, and that's when I took my wife by the shoulders. I said, well, you know, a very good day to you. And we went up to the house. I moved her in front of me.
All right, well,
Because he got this look in his eye, and I'm telling you, it was absolutely murderous.
Yeah, but I believe, and I could be wrong, that you asked the man...
Again, Phil, I said to him three times, have you seen the film Cape Fear? Do you know Max Cady? He denied it three times.
Yeah, that's almost... And I'm not making a joke, biblical, about the cock crowing.
Well, I don't know if that really relates.
Cock crow three times.
I don't know if that really relates or not, though.
All right. And I don't know if it does either. But the point being here that this man denied having seen Cape Fear. He denied being influenced by Max Cady, and yet he's dressed just like him. And on the third time that he denied this, you said to him, what?
No, I didn't say anything. Steve and I, at that point, Steve gave me a sign. We have a prearranged sign. If either one of us feels uncomfortable, we have a little bit of a prearranged sign. Steve will tap me, you know, in a very loving way.
Yeah, I pat her, you know, I pat her on the rear end, and time to go.
And he moved me in front of him, and we said a very good day to you, sir. But he had a look in his eye that was murderous. I felt unsafe. I felt unclean.
All right, hold the line. Bobby and Steve Dooley, they using Facebook to qualify to get to know their neighbors. And in one instance, a guy that comes from the South, that was a red flag. Dressed like a character in a drama, that was a red flag. 877-876-PHIL. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us here. Facebook, is it a place you should go to figure out more about your neighbors? The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
If I can get a
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. 877-876-PHIL is our number. We're talking about Facebook and using Facebook as a tool to keep an eye on, get to know your neighbors.
Well, that's the last description, I think, is we don't want to keep an eye on people. We don't want to size them up.
That's not what it's about, Mr. Henry.
Well, all right, it may not be about it, but you said that you saw that a guy was from the South. You looked at someone's Facebook page.
Yeah, that is Raleigh Ryan, who moved here with his wife about a year ago, and we saw that they'd moved in at the end at one of the cul-de-sacs. And I'd seen him at some homeowners association meetings. He was very affable, but he was a Southerner.
Now, why is that? That's the part I don't get. Why is that a red flag?
It's not a red flag, a bad thing.
No, it is not a red flag. Yeah, when we say that we pin someone, we simply keep an eye on them.
Yeah, but you're giving them a scrutiny that other people don't have.
That's not necessarily the case. It doesn't necessarily have to be about your where you're from. We can tell, you know, the Guthrie family was not Janet's friends.
Yes. I don't know.
Well, Vanessa Guthrie and her husband, Phil, she had a, and I don't think I'm talking out of school here, she had a restraining order.
Hold on for just a minute.
She had a restraining order on her husband.
All right, but hold on for just a minute. You say you're not talking out of school. You just mentioned you mentioned her name.
Once they have the restraining order on a husband, it becomes something you got to talk about.
Yes, and...
It's not something you necessarily have to talk about on a radio show, is it?
I'm saying to you, and I think Steve is saying this, Phil, you know, Vanessa has a restraining order on her husband. That is a matter of public record.
Yes, it may be a matter of public record. It may be something that you don't even, you know, I understand that legally maybe you're in the clear, but I'm asking you, why do you feel it necessary to announce it here on the air?
Well, you asked me for an example of something where, you know, Raleigh and his wife, they're from the South. They dress in a way that makes me uncomfortable and makes Steve uncomfortable. That's nothing that you're going to... certainly, that's not, you know, I'm not threatened by that. We did pin their name. Now when you get to Vanessa Guthrie, a restraining order on her husband, the fact that she posts nonstop stories about women and women being abused and, you know, what's going on with her and her husband. See, it's on Facebook.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. Look.
No, I know it's on Facebook, and I understand that she's got it on Facebook, but I think it's one thing to post it on Facebook. It's one thing for the person themselves, you know.
Well, I think we're wasting time. I can give you other examples, Phil. You know, we've got a gentleman and his wife, and their three kids, and they tend to post constantly pictures of their dog. Now, we all love animals, but nonstop pictures of their dog and their cat. And this kind of thing is very, very disturbing when you have four children.
And what should they be posting pictures of?
Well, I think they should be posting, my God.
How about other kids?
Hello, how about other children? We have three sons.
Okay, let me ask you something, Bobby, because this is a very, it's tough for me to understand. Are you on Facebook?
We are on Facebook, but we have profiles that are not disturbing. In other words, there's a picture of myself, there's a picture of my husband, there's a picture of my three sons, there's a picture of Western Estates. I post items about our, I'll give you an example of one of my posts. I did mention Vanessa and Raleigh in one of the posts. I said we do have an individual here who has taken out a restraining order on her husband. It makes me uncomfortable to have her here, knowing that.
Yeah, because of the fact, Mr. Ernie, you have to understand, please.
Well, see, now right there, you...
No, please understand, Mr. Ernie. Right there, that makes Western Estates look, we look very, very much a dangerous place to have somebody here that got a restraining order on a husband. Then you take into account Spans from the South. We want people to know that that is the case.
I posted, you know, we have a gentleman here who's from the South. We have a woman here.
But again, in one instance, you have a guy that's from the South. You still haven't told me what it is about him that makes him strange. In another instance, you have a woman who...
Mr. Ender, I didn't say he was strange. That's the point.
Yeah, you're saying to me that this man, Raleigh...
Mr. Ender, please understand, we're not trying to argue.
No, we're not here to be contrary.
No, I understand that. I suppose I'm putting myself in this man's shoes.
No, I put myself in everyone's shoes. The people that are from the South, I ask myself, well, is it going to draw attention? Yes. So if someone says Bobby Dooley comes from the Southeast, and they make a mental note of that as something they're going to want to bring back quickly, I'm going to have to say to myself, I understand that. The fact that, if I ever, God forbid, had to take a restraining order out on Steve, this is going to be something that the Homeowners Association is going to take notice of, and I know it's probably going to eventually get out. It could affect property value.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Wait.
Yeah.
When you say, I got a restraining order on me, or this lady, more to the point, this lady, Vanessa Guthrie, has a restraining order out on her husband, and the lady... you're now saying this is driving down property value. So you're making the point that you don't care, it's okay.
Of course we care.
That we do care about.
Anyone with a restraining order, and she put it on Facebook, so that tells me two things. She's got a restraining order on her husband, and she was not very circumspect, I don't think, by plastering this on her Facebook feed for all of us to talk about, because now I'm going to bring this up at our Homeowners Association meeting.
Well, okay, see, all right. So you're saying now you're going to bring it up at a Homeowners Association meeting that it's going to drive down property values. This is a escalating thing, Ms. Dooley, and I would say to you, with all due respect, you're the one that is escalating it.
No, we don't agree with that at all, and we've been accused of that.
Yeah, that is something, Mr. Henry, that we uniformly reject. We haven't escalated nothing. The lady took out a restraining order on him. He had pulled a knife on her and cut her bad.
All right, so now we have not only a restraining order, but you give me the specifics of what happened.
Well, I think I have the right to be concerned about this kind of thing. But, Phil, it's you're focusing on the worst elements. We want to know about people's children. If you've got a pregnant daughter, if you have a son that's been in a fight, we want to know these things. I am not on the air talking about it. I know of people in our community, Phil, whose daughters are underage and pregnant. I know of people in our community, Phil, who have trouble with this. I know of people in our community that are posting very, very, very unusual pictures on their Facebook feeds. Very disturbing.
But so far the most disturbing picture, Ms. Dooley, that you've talked about.
Very disturbing photographs, very disturbing artwork.
Yeah, and a lot of political piece about gun control, about guns. And we're liberal, and we admit everything.
But right there, you're telling me very, very, very disturbing, and yet the most disturbing thing that you were able to come up with when it came to Facebook photographs or pictures, somebody likes to post fanciful art, fantasy art about pixies and fairies and things like this. Somebody else was, you said, who had pictures from newspapers about the news of the day. This seems to me to be very, very common on Facebook.
Phil, it may be common on Facebook. It is not something that we bypass when we look at, when someone moves into our community and I go over there and I ask them what their name is. I've got to get back. I've got to look that up. on Facebook. I got to see if they have a Facebook profile. And you get a lot of people who are already, they want to cause a problem. We had a woman, her husband and she moved in. They've got two Basset Hounds, which I thought was unusual. That's okay, though. The Greckleys, and I said, what is your name? And she said, well, I'm Monica Greckley, and I went back to the house. I did not say goodbye to her. She made a big issue out of that. So I looked up her Facebook profile, and right away there is. You know, she took psychology. She thinks she's better than everyone else. She took all those degrees, right, Steve?
Yes, she had all these degrees. And we said, whoever she thinks she is, she thinks it doesn't spell bad. And we've made a point about that.
Well, you know what? There's an old saying, you know, one man's pie is another man's poison. And what you think is weird, I may not. But everything that you've said to me today on our show tonight, Ms. Dooley.
I know. You don't find unusual. And I think that's wrong of you to pigeonhole us.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't think it's unusual. You went over, you asked her name, you turned around without saying goodbye, and she made a, quote, issue out of that. How?
Well, she mentions to people that I didn't say goodbye to her. What? You know, I'm over there to find out, what's your name? Are you on Facebook? Okay, goodbye. Why does she want, why does everyone want to hang around me and be my friend?
Maybe she just thought it was rude of you not saying goodbye.
Oh, I don't understand what's about that. All the psychology degrees.
All right, so you found out she had a lot of psychology degrees.
Yes, she had the classic profile of someone that thinks they're better than everyone else. This is what we're talking about, Phil. This is what we are trying to get through to you and to your listeners. Believe me, Phil, I'm not a snob. I don't care what people do with their lives. We keep records of people and what they're interested in on Facebook to make sure that they don't...
I guess that's a word the kids use. Creep us out.
Creep us out or bug us or whatever you want to say. Because I find it really, really weird that she made a big issue. And then you go to her website, all of these degrees, not just a degree in, you know, Bachelor of Arts. She's a psychology, criminology. These are the people you want to keep an eye on.
I think what you have, you talk about not being a snob.
Phil, I'm not the one walking around and, you know, with my Facebook page going, oh, look at all my degrees.
Well, you know, again, I there's nothing wrong with talking about the degrees that you have, and there's nothing, I don't see anything wrong with the things that you said to me during this hour about the people that live in your community. A guy from the South, he dresses as if he's Max. Even if he thought Max Cady was cool and he dressed like Max Cady, it doesn't mean that he's a criminal. You got a woman who's got a restraining order on her husband. It's a very tragic and unfortunate reality in America today. You got another, then a group of people with underage pregnant daughters. This is not something that people advertise. And we'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. It's not anything that people readily know, and it's not anything that people readily want anyone else to know. And it's one thing to put it on Facebook in the context that you're putting it on Facebook. Maybe you're talking about it as a form of advice. Maybe it's a life experience. I don't know. But to come out as a homeowners association president and talk about it. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. The world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
Truth is our bitch.
Really
the Phil Henry Show.
Hold on. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us from the Western States Homeowners Association. Facebook profiles, people with Facebook pages. And I take it, Bobby, the people that move in, 90% of them have Facebook pages?
Most everyone does. We have we want younger couples, and by that I mean, you know, in their 40s and 50s is the youngest that we like. And those people tend to have Facebook pages. Older people, we don't keep anyone from moving in, but we... when we meet them, if we see older people driving around or with a realtor, and we will go over and introduce ourselves and ask them if they are looking to buy here. You know, Steve?
Yeah, a lot of them will say, well, you know, we're just looking to say, there's a lot of kids. We try to say something that will discourage it. And I know what you're going to say, Mr. Henry. I know.
Well, that's everything you're telling me here.
Bill, please understand that we don't keep anybody out. It's against the law to keep anyone, discriminate from anyone. But we do have our preferences. I think that is normal. We're not discriminating on the base. We're not discriminating on the basis of race, on the basis of religion, on the basis of disability, on the basis of the being, you know, having a face problem or something. We're not discriminating on the basis of how ugly you are, or if your face, you know,
or race
or religion.
You're discriminating on the basis of age.
That is not discrimination. That is simply a choice that we're making.
That's discrimination, Ms. Dooley.
Well, you know what? I don't want to get bogged down in this. You can talk to our attorney.
Has he advised you different?
Again, I don't want to get bogged down in this.
All right. Let's not get bogged down in that. Let's talk again.
We're not here to be confrontational.
We didn't come on your program to be confrontational. We're trying to tell you what we prefer. And if we see someone that we don't...
That you don't prefer, if they're old. Let me ask you a question. Or if they've had a restraining order.
Well, we can't get her thrown out anything, but we've got a red flag.
What we do is we red flag those, Phil. I told you.
No, all right, let me ask you this. We had... there were comments that you took down on your Facebook page.
No, that was a photograph that Facebook allowed up.
Let me ask you this.
Mr. Henry, that was a Facebook mistake.
All right, but it was a photograph of you and your husband, and in the background, I'm not saying there was anything wrong with it, but in the background, was there not a whip or something on the wall?
That was a private photograph that was posted by mistake, and it was taken down.
All right, it was taken down, but you had that picture, and there was someone in your homeowners association that commented on it, and was there not a confrontation?
No, there was not.
No, there was not. There was no confrontation.
Well, all right.
Yeah, there was no confrontation. Someone commented. They made the comment that, look at how you and your husband get your kicks. It was mean-spirited. It caused me a great deal of embarrassment. There was no confrontation. I was taken to the hospital, if that's what you're talking about.
Well, I know that you were taken to the hospital, but did you not speak to these people at the Homeowners Association meeting?
I spoke to them, Phil. It was not a confrontation. Steve can deal with it.
What happened was my wife went to the hospital because of palpitation.
Your wife had palpitations after seeing this photograph mistakenly posted where there were whips.
Not whips. There was a whip, and there was it was a part of a playroom that we have.
All right, but Mr. Dooley, let's just stop right there, okay? You know, if I was the Homeowners Association president...
Mr. First of all, Phil, I was taken to the hospital. I'd like to make that very clear.
I understand. And you went at the Homeowners Association meeting, you talked to the individual that made the comment.
Yeah, Burlington. Mr. Burlington, Jerry Burlington, Jeff Burlington. And a couple of people, and Bobby...
I'll tell them. Steve, I said to him, are you happy I was taken to the hospital? I could have died. That's all I said.
Well, that was enough for him to take notice of it, because his statement was that you can dish it out, but you can't take it.
That is not true at all. And again, you're being very confrontational. You are not hearing my side of it. You are hearing the side of Jeff Burlington.
I want to hear your side of it, Bobby, but I'm just trying to say, you had a picture of a room that you and your husband keep at your house. Now, please, let me...
Why are you zeroing in on this?
Because if I were the Homeowners Association president at your place, okay...
And you're not, Phil, and you're very unfairly targeting this, and I want to get back to the point, which is that we use Facebook to we don't use it to qualify people. We don't use it to disqualify people. We don't use it to socially prejudice people. That's what you're doing right now. You know?
That's the opposite, right?
No, I am not, Ms. Dooley. I'm doing exactly what you do. You look at a picture, you take note of it,
We don't go public with it, Mr. Dooley, Mr. Henry, except in the case of my husband, Steve Dooley, who noticed the picture of the dogs and cats that this very weird couple and their children had placed on their Facebook page. Very strange.
All right, what you find to be very strange, dogs and cats, and...
No human beings, except for the profile pictures.
Fine. You had a picture...
Yeah, Mr. Henry. You know, I hate to cut you off, Mr. Henry, but you're making a big mistake, focusing down on...
Why am I making a mistake?
You're making a big mistake, focusing down on my picture, my wife's picture. Will you talk about these people dressed like a Southerner? The other lady got a slut, the husband...
So the lady's a slut. Her husband pulled a knife on her and stabbed her. She's got a restraining order. Bobby and Steve Dooley, I appreciate your time.
Well, I think you've treated us in a way that I don't consider to be very forthcoming. We had a lot more to say on this topic, and we feel that you are... Are you going to cut me off?
No, ma'am.
All right, we feel you've been very unfair. We have a playroom. There are items, there are implements that we use to... engage each other in the fantasy of sadomasochism. This is not unusual among couples, but what you decided to do is to focus on the...
Phil Henry.
Screw it.